your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 3rd of April, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. You know what I like about being in the Bahamas right now? With all the things we have to talk about, we have even more things to talk about. So I know there's things in the paper today that we want to touch on. If you get a space, we shall do so, but I've got some warning. First of all, just a tiny little bit of housekeeping. I have to say good morning to my two brand new cousins, the Dean sisters. I have to say hello to Sharon and her sister. Listen, I don't know what these people have in their yard, but it's sweet. It's sweet. The cherry tomatoes, sweet. The banana, sweet and tangy. See, a real banana have tang. It's sweet and tangy. Even the rosemary, sweet. I say, my God. The tamarind, the loquat. I want to say thank you to my new cousins for the beautiful little gift that they brought to the station for us. Now, I make this note because today is the first day, April will be April 3rd, the Trump tariffs have been applied. Things can cost more money, and I'm here to tell you that you have a secret weapon at hand, and that is you got a lot of local produce available to you to begin to shift your consumption patterns and behaviors, your consumption culture. Cool. Anyway, me and my house, we had loquat lemonade yesterday. We had sea grape passion fruit lemonade yesterday. And you too could be fancy in your own country, right? If you begin to practice some spatial awareness, you have a sense of self, a sense of place, and a sense of proximity. If you know what's nearby, you know you have tools to maintain the lifestyle that you've become accustomed to. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to my Dean sisters. I have a joke to tell you all about how my neighbors hostage my tamarind last night. That's how good they are. Your neighbors will thief them from you. They didn't thief them. They just acquired them, like through eminent domain or something like that. But it's okay. Before I move on, I want to remind you that starting tonight, the 3rd of April, at the Dundas Black Box Mackey Street, they begin the production witness for the prosecution. They took a small wings, 3rd through 6th of April, 8 p.m. showings, and Sunday's showing is a 6 p.m. showing. The tickets are $35. You can find them at tickettaylor.com or at the box office from 12 noon to 6 p.m. From 12 noon to 6 p.m. Producer, anybody in that Zoom room by the name of Mavis Cawley Johnson? Mavis Johnson Cawley? No? Okay. Anyway, Miss Mavis Johnson Cawley is in this play, witness for the prosecution. It is a lively play. I've gotten reviews, and I ain't even. Good morning, Miss Johnson Cawley. Just say good morning to the audience for a moment. How you doing?
Good morning, Erin. Good morning, Bahamas.
It's good to have you. I only got a few seconds because I have the GHS Alumni Association in studio with me, and we are talking the Phoenix Awards and their 100th anniversary of the school being the oldest continuous public school in the Bahamas.
Yes, I have a brother who started with the government, but it changed on him. He was head boy, Leslie Johnston.
Ah, the architect. And the Junkanoo man. Yes.
And the Junkanoo man. He was head boy at GHS. Yes. The year that he would have entered the government high school was the very year that they changed.
All right.
Caught the last set of the government hires.
Absolutely. Is this your first play?
This is my second one, Erin, since returning last year. I have always been fond of theater, did some stuff in high school, but unfortunately after graduation and joining the ZNS News team, I just could not keep up with rehearsals with the schedule. And then life, you know, continued and My schedule slowed up a little bit last year, and I said, you know what? It's time to get back in. So I reached out to a cousin who everybody knows, Dion Johnson. And I said, listen, what do I do to get back in? He said, just look, I will share auditions with you. He did just that. I went to one and was cast in a three-character play. Didn't have a clue what it was about or how difficult it would be them last year. And this year, I returned to audition and was fortunately cast for one of the witnesses' part in Witness for the Prosecution. It has been a very interesting journey.
Absolutely. I know that audiences are looking forward to it. I'm sure you're going to have some return guests in the room with you. It's a lively and interactive performance as well. One that will engage the audience throughout the night. Now, I'm glad you didn't come into studio, because if you came in here in one of them fancy suits, I would have to tell you, no, I don't know. I don't know why Iram Lewis crossed the floor. I don't know why they can't find Jerry Roker in town. I don't know why, Sam. I don't know why.
We got to do another show another time for all of the I don't know whys, right? There are so many of them that keep coming up, but no. They told me, you know, I got good instructions. But we just want to encourage persons to, we had repeat audience members even last weekend. So you will not be disappointed. If you are an Agatha Christie fan, you know what to expect.
The twists,
the plot, the turns, who did it, who done it. Please come out, support. Not just support your favorite actors, but support superb directing by one and only Dr. Nicola Bethel. Calm as a cucumber, but gets the job done. You inherently are supporting the return, the restoration of the Dundas Center for the Performing Arts, something that anybody who's over the age of, 15, 20, know intimately, is well acquainted with. It has been the place for many performances, not just in terms of dramatic arts, but also fine arts. We've had the National Children's Choir perform their other musical and artistic renditions held at the Dundas. And it is in a sorry state. It is so sad to see the state to which it has been allowed to deteriorate. And we need it back. And so we beg you, when you come, a mere $35 or $30, drop some extra in the box. It will go a long way to bringing back what we know as the Dundas Civic for the Performing Arts, Dundas Center for the Performing Arts.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mrs. Mavis Johnson. Callie, I'm not going to ask what character you play in the show, because that may spoil it for the audience.
Oh, again, you wouldn't be surprised. Just remember, it's tonight. It's tomorrow night. Now, if you're coming for me, I won't be there tomorrow night. But it's tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee at 6 p.m. Don't come for 8. Sunday is at 6. And I assure you that you will be delightfully entertained.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I come in, but I bring in my lawyer. I just letting you know bring in my own lawyer.
Bring your lawyer.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
okay. I can bring one for you too. Don't watch nothing. We got about 2,000 plus there. I don't know why, but we got that. And Callie, Witness for the Prosecution taking place the 3rd through 6th of April at the Dundas Black Box. Tickets are available at tickettailor.com or at the box office from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Now I transition. I have two representatives in the room from the Government High School Alumni Association. And let me remind y'all, they are celebrating their centennial anniversary, and they are the oldest continuous public school in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Today we are talking about their 100th anniversary celebration, and more importantly, the Phoenix Awards. Phoenix Awards 2025, which are taking place this weekend, Saturday, the 5th of April, 2025, 7 p.m., Performing Arts Center, UB University Drive. I'm going to let these guests tell us the rest of the details. Good morning, Mr. Albury and Mr. Fernando.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for allowing us to be graced by your presence in this awesome studio here at Guardian Radio. We really appreciate getting a few minutes to talk about our centennial celebration. The Vice President of the Alumni Association, Mr. Vaughn Aubrey, and he could give you a rundown of our activities for the year.
Good morning, and thank you so much for inviting me and inviting the Government High School Alumni Association. Indeed, this will be our third annual Phoenix Awards. We've had two in the past where we honored all the luminaries of the school, including staff, principals, and others, our former prime ministers who attended the Government High School. They've already been honored. Our former principals, Cecil Bethel, after whom a school is named, Anatole Rogers, who was principal when we entered the Government High School in 1971. This year, we have a number of other nation builders. I want to say so much of today's modern Bahamas has the threads, has the veins of Government High School, all the imprint of Government High School, all over the civil service. Your mother, Lila Mitchell Green,
and Stanley Mitchell.
GHS runs deep throughout this country, and it continues today.
I'm going to say to the point where now I expect the GHS Alumni Association to submit to the Anatole Rogers Lecture Series Committee a proposal for you all to compose a presentation on the footprint of GHS throughout education and national development.
And in fact, I want to just highlight Dr. Grace Turner from the Government High School class of 1974. She talks about, I've spoken with her, the history of the Government High School from the 1920s, more than 100 years ago. It's in the archive history. And I just want to say, Government High School has two systems, has two systems. One, where you had to pass an examination to get there. And in the mid-1970s, the government made the decision to make it a comprehensive school. But there is only one Government High School, and we are building our new nation. I just want to continue with our... Saturday is our big kickoff of 100 years.
Okay.
There is a church service at Hillview Seventh-day Adventist Church on the Tony Williams Darling Highway. And Saturday evening, we go back to GHS, the second location of GHS, which is now the University of the Bahamas, the Performing Arts Center. That was our auditorium. That was our school. That's the school we went to. Only 16 years GHS was there, 1960 to 1976. But oh, what a rich history for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas lies within those walls and the walls of the first location, Nassau Court, off West Bay Street.
I have a show in my mind right now. It's called Half Cut History. The first series, like the first season, could be GHS history, and the second season could be Fort Hill history.
There you go.
It could be fabulous.
There you go. Well, I want you to know, I'm from East Street. I'm born Lewis Street. And in East Street, in that Archer household opposite Big One, five Archers went to GHS. And nieces and nephews, the grandchildren. And my paternal family, across from Doctors Hospital, the Albury's is now Doctors Hospital on the northern side of Shirley Street. That's my grandparents' property, wow. Captain Eddie, and my aunt, Vernell Albury Armbrister, was the first head girl in 1942, while Kendall Isaacs, her neighbor from Shirley Street, he was the first head boy. But I want you to know that on Saturday, these are some of the luminaries we will be honoring. For posthumous Phoenix Award, the recipients are our vice principal in 1971, Dr. Kevin Bethel.
Hold on. My neighbor.
There you go.
The cool. I mean, I want to say the coolest, but y'all say you cannot attach the word cool to Kevin. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Especially if it's done reverently.
Yes, the coolest neighbor. Oh, and Lorraine Lightburn, look here. Anyway, y'all, see, having connection to community does something internally in terms of
who
you are.
I like what you're saying. Having a connection, because we have a physical connection with history. yes. with history, the history of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Let me just continue with mm-hmm. this to the posthumous Phoenix Award recipients. Dr. Hervis Bain. Hey, yes. national symbols. Dr. Hervis Bain, coat of arms. Dr. Bernard Nottage, a GHS track star, as well as academics. In those days, academics came first.
Absolutely. And see, for me, Bernard Nottage, Daddy-O, Stephen Mitchell,
yes.
Stanley
These
Mitchell.
Three people.
Let me talk about education. I got an A in achievement for Wait, mathematics.
You got
an A in achievement for mathematics. And I got a C for effort. And you know Daddy-O fussed me. He fussed me. I pointing at the A. I sitting there like a fool pointing at the A, right? And he's pointing at the C. And he say, imagine what you could have done if you put in an A, A's worth of effort.
There you go. That's there education. You go. And some people think we have now sunk into mediocrity as a nation. But I want to read these names.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
I will continue. Peter Bethel, former minister. Mm-hmm. Dr. Perry Gomez, who has done worldwide work when it comes to HIV and AIDS. Walter Bain. I want to single out Walter Bain. Paul, talk about Walter Bain.
Walter Bain was the caretaker of Government High School at...
At Poinciana Drive.
Or three locations.
Yes, okay.
Three locations. And we used to call him, like he used to walk around with a pipe. He was like mm-hmm. an Englishman. He was strict, wear khaki pants, short khaki pants, but he controlled Government High School and the three locations. It was through him when we did our track and field or softball or soccer.
He drove the bus too.
He drove the bus. He was the paymaster. He was the everything for Government High School.
Mm-hmm.
And we he was a humble man, but he died tragically. In a car accident when he was about 50-something years old. But he made an immense contribution to the Government High School and to the students of the Government High School. So we really appreciate him, and we want his family to know we appreciate him, and that's yes. why he's getting Phoenix Award.
And also on that posthumous award is Neville Dorsett. For those who are still with us, we're honoring Vincent Vanderpool Wallace. He needs no introduction.
Yes.
Paul King from Cat Island. He's a poet. Gloria Gilbert. This is our third anniversary. I mean, our third Phoenix Award. We are honoring those students who attended the Government High School during the 1960s, a pivotal decade for the Bahamas and for education.
I see you have Dr. Robin Roberts, Dr. Marcus Bethel, Dwight Sawyer, Camille Johnson, Angela Claire, Bernard Porky Dorsett. Is that Porky's cassation?
That's the same one.
And Neville Dorsett is his father.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Minnelli Hanchel.
Yes.
James Smith. Francina Horton.
James
Darling,
Smith, the former central bank governor. Yes.
Anthony Boozy Roll.
There you go.
Y'all didn't call him that in school, though, right?
Well, I didn't go to school.
Boozy, we're going to get in your business today, Uncle. Dorothy Darling. Yearwood. Walter Bain. Again, Julianne Dorsett.
Juanianne.
Sorry,
she's
my bad.
Porky's wife.
And we want to pray for her. She was in hospital in Florida, but she should be coming home on today or tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about prayers. We want to lift up prayers for Vanessa Watkins Scott, GHS 69.
Okay.
She's 71.
She's 71?
71.
She was there when we were there? Wow.
Listen,
well, I want to just lift her up because she just came out of surgery.
Right.
So
absolutely.
We want to lift up
in prayer.
The Scott
she
family.
Successful surgery. She's out of the hospital now.
Yes.
All right. Margaret Hepburn McKay, Dr.
Yes.
Emmanuel Francis, posthumously. Historian,
yeah.
Cat Island man.
Yes.
And I did the name I got to call. Sheila Culmer.
There you go.
Disability rights
so much
advocate.
Yes.
Children's rights
who's
advocate.
Done so much for so many. And so, that's why I'm saying the thread of Government Eye runs deep within the community of the Bahamas.
Dr. Rhonda Chipman Johnson.
That's right.
And
she was our teacher.
Camille Johnson as well.
Camille Johnson, Ellen Seville.
I see why you're also Manali. Dr. Rhonda Chipman Johnson and Margaret Hepburn McKay.
I think we've
Dolores Agatha Francis Williams.
Yes.
Gloria Gilbert.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think we've gotten everybody.
I want to also lift up Dolores Francis Williams, GHS, class of 63. She has taken the lead role in our exhibition planned for later this month on the 28th.
Okay.
At the Government High School, and we plan to have it traveling perhaps to the mall at Marathon to let ordinary Bahamians see the worth and importance of the government high school.
Right, and to see, and for the young, for the students to see who they can matriculate to, who they can become.
There you go.
Right,
there
and,
you go.
And even if you don't want to be them, they're a beacon in the sky, so you can chart your way past
them. The Northern Lights. Yes,
absolutely.
Now that you say that, Mrs. Dolores Francis Williams and I, we went to the government high school on Tuesday to meet with the Vice Principal Fritz Grant, GHS 77, to talk about the exhibition. But I want you to know, at that time in the school, GHS is a performing arts school, and people from around that area, they naturally go there. There was a group of students from the A.F. Adderley Junior High School who will attend GHS in September of this year. So I had the opportunity to talk to them and tell them about the rich history upon which they will be entering that institution and give them a purpose, a kind of guiding light.
A charge. People like to give you a charge.
I like that. Let them know that, look here, you have that opportunity to be all these people whom we are honoring.
Will be you one day.
That will be you, because we are building One Bahamas.
All right. The calendar of events for the next coming weeks?
Yes, on the 13th of April, we go to Grand Bahama to celebrate with our former students that live in Grand Bahama.
GHS has a big presence in Grand Bahama.
And then on the 26th of April, we'll be having our gala, the Royal Blue and White Centennial Gala at the Grand Ballroom.
Yes.
And of course, Obi Pinning and Visage will be performing along with Sugar and the Soulful Groovers.
What do you mean, Obi Pinning?
Obi is a former graduate of Government High School.
As well as a performer.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Funky D.
It will also be performing. Nishi LS will also be performing along with the Government High School band, which is called Magic Ivy.
Yes.
That's what they call. I've been looking for their name.
Magic Ivy.
Listen, I watch a clip.
They are excellent.
I watch a clip for them.
Blue Ivy?
Huh?
It ain't Blue Ivy.
No, it's Magic Ivy.
Okay. Listen, I watch a clip of the band playing last
year. Yes, they are good. They are awesome.
Listen, I want some of y'all adult performers to know that while you're sitting here demanding that Bahamians focus on your work, I know that there's some young people out there who not getting the recognition they deserve. They could outplay you and your church band. They are. And to know that it's a creative, a performing arts school.
They will perform at the Phoenix Awards as well, Kayla. And they've always assisted the alumni whenever we need some entertainment. So we'd like to thank the band leader, Mr. Joel Justillian.
Mm-hmm. He's the band leader. Yonel.
Yonel
Justillian. He heads the Government High School Music Department. Fantabulous guy.
Right.
But look here, before we close, mm-hmm. I want to also lift up every Government High School student, past, present. We can help the school. We there's far too many who are still who are now living off the past. I went to Government High. But what are you doing today?
Yes.
So there's the GHS, Dollars for Scholars. Paul, talk about that.
Yes, we've developed the Dollars for Scholars fundraising drive, the Government High School Dollars for Scholars fundraising drive. And we're asking all former graduation classes to come together and donate something on the 25th of April.
From your class.
From your class at a special check presentation where we'll be giving money directly to the school from the classes.
Absolutely, absolutely. That culture, first of all, today has all been celebrating a culture of appreciation for
That's
education.
Correct. Yeah.
But see, there's a with rights comes responsibilities. With privilege comes obligations. You want to walk around the place saying that you're a member of the Government High School? We will accept that. If you show us what that means, and what that means is that you give back to ensure that the Government High School will be remembered forever through its works.
That's correct.
In our school prayer, it says to give but not count the cost.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes,
and that's the key. And so we want former Government High School students to remember that as a part of the school prayer, to give back to the school, and don't worry about what it costs you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they were giving you education, they weren't worried about that cost.
Absolutely. And
many parents made sacrifices to pay for their children to attend the Government High School. It wasn't cheap for parents in the 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s.
Right. Many communities made sacrifices to send students to school.
Correct.
One
That's
more thing.
Right.
During the week of the, I think it's the 18th to the 26th, will be GHS and Daniel merchandise. We have a swim trunks, t-shirts, tunics for women, shirts for men, and tees for men and women, absolutely, as well as a scarf. So we can go online and you could go to tghsalumni.com. That's our website. And our merchandise store is there. Or any other information you want to find out about the Government High School alumni, it's there at absolutely our website.
And also there are tickets still available for Saturday's Phoenix Awards. So you can go online to tghsalumni.com /Phoenix Awards 2025. tghsalumni.com/Phoenix Awards 2025.
Absolutely.
And lastly, if they want to purchase tickets for the gala, they could come to the Performing Arts Center on Saturday, starting at 6 o'clock. They'll be available for sale as long as
they're
there.
Oh, we're also selling tickets at the door at
The Phoenix Awards. Correct. Absolutely. And the tickets are $60 because they want to help you. They want you to be able to accommodate them.
Yeah.
Prices are reasonable. You guys, it's been a pleasure to have you here. Sheila Kalmer.
There you go.
National hero.
GHS,
yes.
63.
National hero.
GHS 63.
Lila Green, Stanley Mitchell. It's a pleasure to be a part of a network of people that understand what it means to education. Thank you very much to the GHS Alumni Association. On the other side of this break, I've got another set of guests joining me, and we're talking about another exciting event taking place tonight in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas at the Performing Arts Center, University of the Bahamas. You guys, stay tuned. Don't turn that dial.
Thank you so much.
I have to say thank you to Ms. LaRuda, at the facilities manager at the University of the Bahamas. They're doing an awesome job. And anyone who wants to do a production, please check out the Performing Arts Center. They have two facilities there that you can use. Please check out the University of the Bahamas facility
air
department.
Air conditioned, 300 seats.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You guys, we're going to a break. When we get back from the break, I'm offering a gallon of lemonade to anybody who could bring Magic Ivy, the GHS performing band, to my studio to play some music for me, because those students, they bad at what they do. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Sports fans, get ready for the Spice and Connect B3A's Carifta Trials this weekend, April 4th through 6th, at the original Thomas A. Robinson. The action starts at 5 o'clock on Friday, 3 o'clock on Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. And mixed in there will be exciting field events for all 3 days. This is the final stretch. Who will make this year's Bahamas Carifta team? Headed for Trinidad and Tobago on the Easter holiday weekend. Tickets are only $15 for adults, $7 for children. VIP section tickets, only $25. 3-day passes available too. $35 adults, $15 children, and $65 VIP. It's the Splice and Connect B3A Carifta Trials. this weekend, April 4th through 6th, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of 4 square foot and 12 by 24 at $5.25 a square foot.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This tourist gal, she come here on a tour. Prepaid she hotel, and she fun before. Looking like a peach, she stepped down from the plane. Quick as a wink, Jerry the tall man to her explain. I gon' wine and dine you, hook and twine you, make your blood run hot.
Good yawning this morning. Producer, thank you for that. Like, Bahamian music is still like an iceberg. You know, it's only 10% above the surface that we hear in the mainstream. Okay, I have another set of guests joining me in studio, a conversation that I'm very excited about. This morning I have Astra Ambrista and Bianca Bethel-Sawyer from the sorority Delta Sigma Theta Southern Region, and they are here to share with us about an event that's taking place this evening at the University of the Blaze.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am good, thank you. I am good, thank you. I am excited about this event, the Bahamas Women's Agenda Debate, taking place tonight at the Performing Arts Center at the University of the Bahamas. Please tell us about it.
Okay, definitely we'll tell you about it. I'll do a brief introduction and then I'll turn it over to Astra Roll to tell you more about the event. We are here representing Delta Sigma Theta Bahamas, the three chapters, our two chapters in New Providence and our one chapter in Grand Bahama. This event is a part of our Delta Days at the Capitol. It's an annual initiative designed to strengthen connections between our sorority and lawmakers. Yesterday, we would have launched with a visit at the Director of Public Prosecutions. We had a courtesy call with her. And last night, we had our advocacy workshop at the University of the Bahamas in the Harry C. Moore Library, where we had panelists Belinda Wilson, Robin Lines, as well as Shanique Miller in advocacy, getting the media attention. It was a great event, and tonight we are finalizing our event with our all-female debate that Astra will speak more on.
Now listen, hold on. I jealous bad, man. Y'all had a whole advocacy panel discussion and workshop last night at the University of the Bahamas. Are all of these panelists members of your sorority?
No. They are actually not members of our sorority. They were invited guests, and the event was open to the public. We did have other organizations, civic organizations, grassroots organizations as well, who attended, and they provided us with excellent tips on, you know, what it is that we should be advocating on, strategies to get media attention for advocacy. And it was a great, great discussion. And you can find the Facebook page. It was streamed live, so that's the good thing about it, even though you missed it. It's on the Nassau Bahamas alumni page on Facebook.
And so I could find that. I want people to be able to tune into both events, right? If they're unable to attend. So it's the
Nassau Bahamas alumni chapter. Yep.
All right. I'm going to look. I think I found that.
Yep.
So I found a lot of information about the event. So to tonight's event, you said that you're going to have women from the various political parties speaking at tonight's event?
Yeah, and it's the first time ever. So, Sarah Astra, please let her know what's going on tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Tonight is the first time that we've ever hosted it in the Bahamas, an all-female debate. And like you said, the title is The Bahamas Agenda.
All right.
The Women's Agenda.
Okay, so what can we expect tonight?
Well, you can expect to hear from members of the FNM, the PLP, the COI, in a U.S. presidential style debate. The reason why we decided on a debate is because we needed to elevate the national conversation on policies that affect women. We did the women's agenda is because we want to gain consensus. And so we've invited the political parties and those women who are going to be vying for votes in the next general election. We've also invited the civic organizations. So we have a room filled with people who can come to a consensus on what are our national issues. What's the top one? You know, does everybody feel like we should tackle violence against women and children first? Or should we be talking about marital rape first? And so we have two exercises during the debate that poll the general audience. Live polling, so you'll get the results right away. But the polls are aiming to get a consensus on what we feel is the most important of the agenda items and which is the least important of the agenda items.
Okay. I would say, you know, which items need to be prioritized, right? And which other and the other items that we can take a bit more time to attend to as all women. I am fascinated by this. So which political entities will be present on the speakers panel?
It's a debate. So they're debaters. The FNM is present, the all PLP. Right. Present, and the COI is also present.
All right. I'm wondering if we would get a sneak peek at any other parties that are preparing to offer in the general election. Have you identified the speakers yet? Have the organizations identified the individuals they are sending?
Yes, they have. They have. From the FNM, we have Senator Michaela Barnett Ellis.
All right.
From the PLP, we have DeSanti Small. And from the COI, we have their national chairman, Ms. Charlotte Green.
Ah, that sounds fascinating. Do you have space for independent women candidates to join the panel?
We did not make space for independent women candidates at this time. We wanted to make sure that we got all of the voices. They are currently, it's our first ever event, so the debate has room to grow in consecutive years. So next year we may see independent candidates on the stage. But we felt that it was to at least start the conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is not to say that the independent cannot come, because like Ash just said, you know, there is room for them to, you know, come up to the mic tonight, ask a question, or, you know, just, you know, give a little briefing of, you know, who they are and what they may be vying for, and, you know, talk about some of these issues that will be debated on tonight.
All right. So you said this is the first time this event is taking place in the Bahamas. It's a part of your Delta Days at the Capitol series of events. And so you said it's based on an American debate style. So tell us, what's the format of the evening? How is it going to unfold? And where are the spaces for audience participation?
I'll start with your last question first. The space for audience participation will be in our live questions and in our live polling. We have two segments for polling. We'll split the debate into two segments. First segment, at the end of that one, you'll have a live question, and they'll text in to a code that we'll give them, and their answers automatically show up on the LED wall in the back.
All right, so I like that it allows participation, but it allows you to be in the room and still participate anonymously.
That's right.
All right, I mean, I think that, and that will encourage people to participate as well. So I need to bring a cell phone with me, or will I have access to Wi-Fi in the space? Could I bring a small tablet to connect to the polling app?
You could bring a tablet, but it should be very easy from your cell phones. If you have Wi-Fi, if you have your own Wi-Fi, that would be best because, you know, once you start connecting to the Performing Arts Center Wi-Fi, it may slow down. But everybody in the room will have access to be able to participate.
All right. And so the format of the evening, what is the debate? How is the debate going to look?
So it's a timed debate.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start out with opening remarks, 2 minutes per debater. We'll have question after question. Each debater will have 2 minutes to respond, and then they'll have a one-minute rebuttal.
Okay.
So questions and closing statements after each segment.
All right. Will the speakers have an opportunity to respond to the polled questions and the results that are gathered in the room?
The speakers will not have an opportunity to respond in terms of speaking, but they have been polled themselves in advance.
Okay. Well, this
so
is
we'll be able to look at their results and see how closely it aligned with the audience results and do some after work.
Absolutely. I am fascinated by the event because it creates a unique opportunity. The space sort of equalizes the candidate and the electorate, right? And the voter. It sort of brings a balance because the astute or savvy candidate or political representative can learn as much as or even more from the audience in the room than the audience may be able to glean at the moment from the political representatives, right? And I encourage individuals to come prepared to engage the discussion with already forming your questions and formulating the way that you want to present the issue that is of importance to you, right? Because that way we give more, we're not spending time formulating our question. We already have the question. We now are fine-tuning the question with the information that we've already gleaned before we have a chance to ask the question.
Yes, absolutely.
So I love that. Now, you say you're recording the event, right?
Yes, the event will be recorded. We'll be playing it back on Cable 12, which is our platinum sponsor. And we're so grateful for their support on this really, really important and critical discussion. So the event will be played back on Cable 12, and it will be live streamed tonight as well.
All right, but so it won't be shown live on cable, but it will be, the recording will be broadcast on Cable 12. Now, Cable 12 is a platinum sponsor. Let's talk about some of the other sponsors for this event.
Oh, we have some amazing people that have rallied behind this cause. So platinum sponsor, when it comes to our gold sponsors, Fidelity Bank came in support of us, as well as the Movie Group and Superior Productions, as well as Dreamers Entertainment. And if you can imagine the type of sponsors we have, it's a production that we're putting together. And so a lot of the big producer companies came together to make this possible. Mm-hmm. Movie Group streamed our advocacy debate last night to ensure that people from all across the Family Islands and here locally in Nassau were able to view it on our social media pages. The same thing will be done tonight. And there's a lot of work that goes behind packaging the presentation so that it can be aired on TV and broadcasted wide for more viewership.
I was about to say that the cadre of sponsors suggests that you have idea to make it a truly national event, right? Because it's about capturing what's happening in the room to ensure that those audience members with least proximity are having as close to the same experience at home as the viewers in the Performing Arts Center with the speakers. It's a fantastic focus, and it's great to see as an advocate and as an organizer myself, right, that you understand the elements at play while you're trying to create equity in access to the political process. You are also showing equity and access to the event, highlighting the political process. I am impressed. Okay, so now that you've impressed me and you've got me hooked, are there any follow-up activities directly connected to the series of public discussions?
Before we move on to the follow-up activities, I don't want to forget our silver sponsor.
Oh, that's
absolutely cute. Girl Talk Creations.
Yes.
An event design company, and we're making sure that when you walk into the lobby, people are able to get interviews from the media, and it's a nice presentation when you walk in. All of that was done completely gratis on behalf of this event. And the owner's belief in the event. We also have a photography company, TFL Studios, that made sure that they can capture in images the debaters and the people who participate in tonight's event, and we want to thank them so much. And we certainly don't want to leave out the University of Bahamas' Performing Arts Center, because they gave us this opportunity and this platform to be able to have this debate.
This is fantastic. This is fantastic. Okay, future events. Because you have us hooked. You've organized.
Yes, and we hope you're gonna be there tonight, Aaron, to support. Like I said, this is a part of our DDAC event, which is held once a year. However, social action is in our DNA. At Delta Sigma Theta, you would know that, you know, we are a nonprofit organization founded in 1930 for college educated women. And one of our organization's key programmatic thrust is political awareness involvement, which brings us here today, as well as social action. And so throughout the year, we do have a lot of courtesy visits, panel debates, you know, anything that can bring social change or awareness to issues that not only that we face as women, even though, you know, that's a focus, but country-wise as well.
Absolutely. I'm hoping to be able to get out there tonight. I'm also hoping that somebody drops off a container of tamarind at my house, so I may be buried under some work. But I'm coming out in two capacities. First of all, I think you all need an interpreter at your event. You know, somebody who could translate the question and comment, you know, the inevitable question and a comment from the audience for the panelists, because sometimes we come there with all of our thoughts, all of our frustrations, all of our concerns on the tip of our tongue, right? And it all sort of rolls out and we appear aggressive or like we're not focused on the issue. Well, I offer my services as an interpreter for events. You know, like how on Key and Peele, the president has an anger translator?
Yes.
That's me. I could do that job. But also, I hope to come and engage the representatives from the political entities with some critical questions, and critical in the sense that expanding our preconceived thoughts on the issues, right? Expanding and showing the ways that we are all connected to these issues in an attempt to derive effective solutions.
Yes, and one thing Sir Astrid did not mention that I think we should mention here too is that, you know, the debaters do not have the questions, so we did not they're not coming like with a script tonight.
Okay.
So the questions will be asked on site, which really makes it the debate feel, you know, so mm-hmm. It gives you that full-on debate. So you have to be ready to answer these questions, not so much as a rally style, but an actual debate.
Absolutely. And I think that's great for the audience to know, because we come in with these preconceived notions that any candidate on the stage is ready to govern on day one as the prime minister, right? And so it's good to know that this debate, the panelists will not have prepared answers to questions, because they have not haven't had access to the questions yet. That's
correct.
That's good to note to frame the space. Astra and Bianca, I think we are all excited about this event and excited about being able to connect to last night's event if you missed it. So tonight, the Bahamas Women's Agenda Debate, hosted by the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated at the Performing Arts Center at the University of the Bahamas, starting at 6 p.m. Bring a device. Bring your phone or a tablet if your phone is unavailable, so that you can fully participate in this evening's events. They will have two polling opportunities and opportunities for the audience to engage throughout the night. And of course, it's free.
Yes,
it's
definitely.
Is there a charge to get in?
No charge. It's free of charge. So you don't want to miss this opportunity. We invite everyone. The seating capacity is 300, but if we need to find more space, we make sure the room is jam-packed and everyone has the opportunities to engage and be a part of the first ever all-female debate.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so much happening this evening. Make sure to stop in at the Bahamas Women's Agenda Debate tonight, 6 p.m., Performing Arts Center. That's the main campus, University of the Bahamas, hosted by Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Southern Region, as a part of their Delta Days at the Capitol series of events. Thank you very much, ladies, for joining me this morning and helping me celebrate a culture of appreciation for education.
Thank you for having us. Have a great one, and we look forward to seeing you tonight.
Absolutely. I look forward to being there. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thank you for tuning in to On the Clock with Erin Green this morning. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Tomorrow is Friday. We talk in sports, and I'm going to ask, did Hiram Lewis triple jump or long jump across the floor? It's going to be an exciting day, but stay tuned. C.A. Newry, Guardian Radio AM, is up next.
Softly, like a brush that paints the evening with the color of the rainbow, she comes to me. Gently.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.